Welcome to Black People Love Paramore, a podcast where I explore the common and uncommon interests of Black people in order to help us feel seen. Please feel free to rate us and write us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, 5 stars only, because we're 5-star bitches, we're Dio Gotti. If you're watching on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and all of the things. I'm your host, Sequoia. And today, joining me to talk about tattoos, we have self-taught multi-hyphenate artist. You may have seen him on Ink Master Season 15, or you may recognize him from TikTok, where he shares his work, specifically his original tattoo style Afro-Americana. Please welcome tattoo artist Aaron Davis to the show. Hi, Aaron. So good to have you.
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Honestly, it's been a very chill day because I've had a super busy week.
Oof, we love a chill day in the midst of a busy week. Ugh. Mm-hmm. I love like an empty Sunday is really mm-hmm. my vibe lately. I'm like, don't ask me to do nothing on Sundays. I'm not coming out the house. The weeks be enough. I'm mm-hmm. good.
So yeah, Sunday has always been one of those just like uneventful days throughout my whole entire life. I feel like nothing has ever, I've never done anything special on a Sunday, like yeah. period.
That's the way it goes. Absolutely. And I like it like that personally. Mm-hmm. Okay, before we dive into the world of tattoos, we have Song of the Week. Aaron, I'm interested to hear what you brought for us. What kind of music you be into?
Okay, so like, it's funny because this isn't really like a song that I'm especially into, mm-hmm. but because this is about the Paramore podcast, my wife, she's really, really, really into Paramore. That's her favorite band of all time. Like, she's mm-hmm. just she's just loved it since she was a child. And I've never really listened to Paramore, and honestly, a lot of white artists growing up.
Fair.
My wife, she really kind of expanded my musical preferences. And so she always says that when she thinks about me, she remembers this song, You Are the Only Exception. Oh. Yeah, because like she always says that she just doesn't like men in general.
Wow.
And as somebody who also dates men and, you know, is attracted to men, I understand because a lot of them are just kind of terrible people. So like her saying that, like, I'm basically the only exception to men that she dates, I'm just like, I don't know. That just kind of, it warms my heart, you know?
Wow. No. And applause to you for being somebody's only exception. Like, God, you really out yeah. here doing the Lord's work. Congratulations.
thank you. And yeah, I just fucks with it.
That's beautiful. Do you like this? Like, have you heard the song?
Yeah, yeah. I started listening to Paramore more recently since we've been together. We've been married for 4.5 years. So yeah, I started listening to Paramore because of my wife.
Mm-hmm. That, you know, that's a really good put on. Wife mm-hmm. must have fantastic taste.
Chef's oh, yeah. kiss. Yeah, just mm-hmm. like immaculate, you know?
mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, I'm happy you like the song. That is so precious. That is a beautiful song for somebody to like dedicate to you. Mm-hmm. If somebody said that to me, I would be very excited. But I feel like, never mind. We do. I was going to say, women is harder to be the only exception because overall, we're kind of okay. We're doing
y'all,
okay.
You know? Y'all are pretty good because like,
well, that was like smart.
Side note, like me and my wife, we're poly. So we date separately. She has a boyfriend. I have two girlfriends and shit like that. So it's like we date separate. And it's kind of easy to find women likable and just femmes in general. Honestly, just non-men in general, whether they're like,
period.
Like, yeah, it's just a lot easier to find non-men just better people because I don't know, men are just they have weird mindsets and expectations. And, you know, we could go on for days about this.
But, you know,
if you know, you know. If you get it, you get it.
If you know, you know. I was just having a conversation with my friends. I'm not going to get into it. I'll talk to you about it after the show. But, yes, the mindsets are an issue. That said, great song. Mm-hmm. My song of the week this week. I'll preface this by saying I'm really trying to get back into my music bag. Trying to rediscover all the music I used to love as a kid, find new music, because I will be damned if I spend X amount of hours listening to that man again and my Spotify rap tells me that, and y'all know who I'm talking about. Y'all know exactly what man was at the top of everybody's fucking Spotify list. There has to be payola involved here. I refuse to believe that all of us spent our whole year listening to that one man. I'll be damned. So I'm trying to get back into my music bag. I really like the song Pull Me Back by Chingy and Tyrese. That's an old one. I had forgot about the song a little bit. I had like, it had like slipped my brain. And then I remember being a kid coming home from school watching 106 in Park, and I remember it being like the longest running number one song on 106 in Park. It was like on a streak, and I was obsessed with it. Clearly everybody was obsessed with it because people was putting it number one. So yeah, that one was a hit.
And it's crazy because I actually have very strong feelings about that song.
Please share. I'm so excited.
So I actually have a strong dislike of that song, like because of the same reasons you said. Every time that my mom picked me up and was driving the car, that song would be on the radio. It'd be on 106 in Park for like a year and a half. And I'm just like, why do y'all like this song so much? This is really not that good of a song. Like, I could, there are like five Chingy songs that are better than this. And
it's
not even a Chingy fan.
Like, that's fair. You know,
and
what?
And also, side note, like, this is, that was also the first time that I realized that Tyrese was a singer as well, too.
Fair.
Because I got introduced to Tyrese like during Baby Boy. So I just was like, oh, this nigga's an actor. You know, like, and then I was like, oh, he sings too. That's kind of weird. And like, he sings on this terrible song. I don't, I'm not fucking with it, but
this,
you know.
This terrible song at that. Oh my God. Please, Aaron. Please.
You know, I just feel a way about songs during that time that played constantly. Same with Jeezy Soul Survivor. I hated
You're
that.
Killing me, Aaron. These like, Jeezy Soul Survivor might be one of my favorite songs, period. You're killing
me. Crazy. That's crazy. Like, see, that is the first song that I read. Going back to Payola, that's the first time I realized something is weird. Something's wrong with this. Because, like, I would go from one station and they'd be playing Soul Survivor and then go to another different station playing the same song just, like, 30 seconds earlier. And I'm like,
absolutely.
I'm like, what is this chokehold that this song has on the radio?
It's a crazy. Great one. It's a great one. Okay. Now, to be fair, there are other Chingy songs that are better than this one, most definitely. I also recently rediscovered, because I forgot about, what is the name of this song? I literally just had it in my head. One Call Away, featuring Jason Weaver. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, also didn't like that one either. But, you know, we could.
You know what? You know what? Let's move forward.
You're
Let's
like, end the, end the section. End the
you
segment.
Know what?
It's over now.
Cut the cameras. Dead ass. Okay. We are moving on to a new segment because now I'm hurt. Topic at hand is tattoos. So, Aaron, you invented an entire tattoo style called Afro-Americana. Can you explain what Afro-Americana style is?
Okay, well, I'll preface this by saying Afro-America, it's existed well before I started tattooing, well before that. I just kind of popularized the name Afro-Americana because when I first started tattooing, I didn't know anything about tattoos, but literally knew nothing about it. And during my apprenticeship, I was just like, okay, let me draw some things. Let me just have some fun. And I started working on some traditional designs because I don't know, it just looked kind of fun. I was like, let me try this out. I don't know nothing about traditional. It kind of just reminded me of some white boy shit. I was just like, fuck it, let me try it out, you know, just to see. Yeah. And I had a lot of fun designing it. It was just a good time. I like, the drawing process was really exciting. So I was like, oh, okay, cool, bet. I'll do traditional and I'll just draw black people because, I mean, that's... I'm like, that's who I'm going to tattoo anyways. Like, I'm black. I love black people. I'm in Atlanta. And even before I started tattooing, I used to work full time as a children's book illustrator. So.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cool.
Yeah. It was super fun. Yeah. And just like with children's books in general, like if there was a character in the book that the race of the character wasn't specifically mentioned, I'll just make them black just because. I'm like, there's not that many black kids in children's books. Let me just make them black.
Absolutely. You know?
Tasteful. So I was, yeah, you know, and who's gonna try me? Who's gonna say like, oh, I don't want black kids in children's books? Like, who's gonna say
beat
that?
My ass, right?
So, exactly. You know, I'm the artist, so you know, y'all can deal with it.
You can deal with it.
And so, like, when I went into tattooing, I was just like, oh, okay, I'll just do the same shit, you know. And I didn't think that it was like that big of a deal. I was just like, oh, I'm sure this has been done before. Like this is not nothing new. Let me just like find how people have drawn black people in the style. And it took me like 2 to 5 months to even find like 3 people that have like done similar shit like that before. And I was like, this shouldn't be this hard, you know, because if you search African American traditional, it come up as some shit that you didn't really want. If you search Black traditional, it would just come up with regular traditional tattoos that just weren't in color. So I was just like, oh, well, all right, bet. Like, this is really, really difficult to find. And I know I'm not the first person that's done this before. So let me try to see if I could popularize this name, Afro-Americana, to basically make it easier for Black people like me to find this stuff. Because if as an artist who's trying to seriously get into this, if I can't find it, I know for a fact that regular just people that just want the tattoos aren't going to be able to find it at all, you know?
Definitely makes sense. Yeah, I appreciate that you look down the line like that. You're like, okay, there needs to be a specific term that people can type in when they are looking for this style of artwork, because it's not that it doesn't exist, is that it doesn't have is there's no collection of it anywhere. If you're looking for it, you can't find it. So making it easier to find and also giving people more work to reference is so helpful. I'm sure people appreciate it.
And like since I kind of just been pushing this name and like really pushing the style, I found like maybe like 10 to 12 artists like around the world who do this on a more regular basis. So, you know, it's building a nice little community, a nice little net. People that have started it maybe after I started tattooing, people have done it like years before I have. Like I have tattoos from people. Like one of my homies, Wes Holland, he's also a dope artist in Atlanta. He's like done my neck and did this like little thick plus size
Oh,
artist pinup
yes.
girl on my arm.
Oh,
Like he's You
yes.
know, it's just finding other Black artists who are doing this similar type of thing. It's really fucking cool, and being able to really connect people together, it just feels like a nice community right now, you know?
Definitely. Oh, I love when I find community in what I do. That's similar to how I feel about podcasting. I'm like, I started this because it felt like it needed to be started. And then through the way, I'm like, oh, I also found a community. So I'm happy when other Black people can find communities within their niches as well, like you with tattooing, of course.
Ah, that's what's
Now,
up.
do you have a favorite tattoo? I know that's hard to
On my
answer.
body?
Yes.
Let me see. Do you want to see it? It's like on my sternum.
I'm down. I'm down to
I'm
see
not
it.
gonna like
Yes.
flash you.
I'm ready. I'm prepared.
But yeah, it's by this artist, Jalen Frizzle. They're in Montreal, Canada. And I happened to catch them when they were in New York. But it's this big like lady head on my sternum.
Oh shit. It is huge. Oh
Yeah,
my God. Is
it's
that a pic?
massive.
What is that? Is that a pic?
Oh
Oh,
yeah.
nice.
It's a
This
pic.
is beautiful.
They do great work. Like I've been a that they were one of the like three artists that I talked about when I was like, oh, I found people that do similar stuff at the beginning of my tattoo journey. But yeah, they do fantastic work. I love them. Like they're just and also just great energy. That's also another thing too about the people who do this type of Afro-Americana work. They're just nice people. And like for me, that's more important than anything. Like, yeah, like I like when tattoo artists do good work, but like, are you kind to your clients? Are you a good person? Do you like, do you make your clients uncomfortable for whatever reason? Whether it's a lot of women feel uncomfortable with tattoo shops just because of like, you know, just sexual harassment, shit like that. Do you make sure you respect people's pronouns and shit like that? Like, can we? Like, are you a respectful, decent human being? That's like way more important to me than if you are a good artist, because there's a lot of good artists out there who are like just shitty human beings, you know?
Absolutely. We won't name names, but absolutely. I can
know?
definitely see that. I feel like attitudes toward tattoos have changed within my lifetime, absolutely. Do you feel like the attitudes have shifted within your lifetime or
I feel that way. I think just this natural kind of openness, and like people stop giving a fuck. You know, they're like, oh yeah, like tattoos, like they're not as much like job stoppers anymore. It's like everybody has a tattoo. I
That
think one in three people have tattoos, have at least one tattoo in the United States now. And it's only growing because of the openness to tattoo media and like the availability of like different tattoo styles. As like they're not seen as just biker tattoos anymore. It's like you could actually have art on your body, like art, you know?
Yes, 100%. that definitely feels like it's contributed to the shift in narrative. And I feel like for Black people specifically, a lot of us grew up with a level of like religious shame around tattoos, and also like the respectability politics angle of it, where it's like you said, like, oh, you're not going to be able to get a job, or people aren't going to take you seriously, and you're already Black, and so you also don't want blah blah blah. And all it takes is for a lot of people to do the thing in order for that to not even be true anyway. So I feel like a lot of Black people have been like, fuck it, like you said, and gotten their tattoos, and nobody cares. Nobody
Yeah,
cares, because you're
nobody
not going to
gives a
find
fuck.
nobody to work. If you're looking for nobody with tattoos, you're not going to find nobody.
Exactly. It's like that just weeds out everybody, you know? And it's
Most people
kind
now.
of interesting because, like, growing up, I didn't even think that I would have any tattoos. I didn't really think
Oh,
about tattoos like that
wow.
at all.
Yeah.
Because I got my first tattoo on like my 18th birthday. And it the only reason I got it was because I wanted to do something cool. You know, I was like, I don't, at the time, I was like, I don't drink. I don't really smoke like that at that point. I was like, let me do something cool. Let me, like, I don't know, get a tattoo or something, you
Yeah.
know? Like, and I didn't think about tattoos because, like, to be honest, like, everybody I knew that had tattoos had like kind of lame ones. You know, it's like a nigga would just have like blessed on the fucking inside of their arm or
And
something.
there's that.
Like, you know, I didn't even think about tattoos as something interesting back then. But yeah.
Yes. That's historically where I've been on tattoos as well. I still don't have tattoos. I'm 29 now. I have
Oh,
never
really?
gotten one. No, I've never gotten one just because it's never crossed my mind to get one.
You need to come to Atlanta.
I
Let me hook
know,
you up.
right? And my partner just started getting tattoos like within the last like year or so, and now he has a sleeve and is working on the other sleeve. And since he started getting them, I started to be like, wait, do I need to see myself with a tattoo? I don't know.
Yeah, it's that first one you need to get out the way. I promise you, like, once you get that first one done, you're gonna be like, oh shit, you're gonna look up and you're gonna a year later you're gonna have your whole arm covered, you know?
That's this nigga, 100%. My partner literally got one tattoo, suddenly had a sleeve. People who hadn't seen us in like 3 months were like, do you suddenly have a bunch of tattoos? Did I just miss that you always had these? She's like, no, I just got them.
It's
You
like,
got a
nah, that's real.
sleeve within a short amount of time like that? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Leonel.
'Cause it's cool, 'cause it's like you really get to decorate your body exactly the way you want it to. And that's like I didn't really think about it like that until I like had a lot of my body covered. But you can really decorate your body to a specific point and be like and just like you can feel yourself becoming the image of who you want to be. And that's
Ooh.
very, I don't know, there's a relieving feeling about that, you know?
That started to feel like what is it called? When manifestation, like you can put stuff on you that like kind of is who you want to be, you know, growing into exactly who your idealized version of yourself, at least in a physical form. And then I feel like that probably helps mentally you to grow into your idealized version of yourself as well.
Yeah, and you feel better about your body too. Like I didn't like my legs growing up. I just was like, oh, I got little toothpick legs, they skinny as fuck. Even though I actually do have like some thick legs, but I don't know, it might be the body dysmorphia in me or something like that.
That'll
But
do
yeah,
it.
I was like, I'd never wore shorts. I was like, I look weird. I don't like that at all. And then I started getting tatted and I was like, oh no, nah, I need to show these bitches off. Like I need to like I put some effort into this motherfucker. Like I'm like, listen, like the summertime is my favorite time of year for one because it's warm, but also like I get to show my shorts. You know, I gotta put my Hoochie Daddy shorts on and
I'm about to
everything.
say,
It's
you trying to
like,
come out the clothes. Yeah, you trying to be on some
yeah,
Hoochie Daddy shorts. Yeah. I
you
definitely
know.
feel that.
And so yeah, it's good.
I also know a lot of tattoo artists claim that they can't or don't tattoo dark skin. Do you feel like you've experienced bias being both a Black person with tattoos and a Black tattoo artist?
Yeah, definitely both. Because you know the narratives that Black people can't get color or Black people can't get certain styles and things done because of their skin color. I have to re-educate a lot of my clients because they think, "Oh, I can't do that. I can't do this. I can't do that." I'm like, "No. You just have to go to an artist who actually cares about your skin. That's really the main thing." Because it's interesting. There are people who have been tattooing for like 5 times as long as I have. I've been tattooing for like 4.5 years. And I know for a fact that I've tattooed more Black people than they've ever tattooed in their career.
Certainly.
And like it's not about us not being able to get things. It's just about doing it in a way that makes it work for our skin and just learning and taking the time to actually like figure out how things work. 'Cause we get color. It's just about contrast. It's about color theory. It's like all about all of that stuff. And white people, they don't have to like they don't take the time to think about that when it comes to us, because for one, they barely have black clients.
Yes.
And the ones that do reach out to them, they probably just shoo them away and be like, "Oh, I can't do that, because it can't be done." They don't even think about it like that. They just,
Can't be done.
yeah, they're just ignorant and don't even want to try, you know? So I have to re-educate a lot of my clients and just show them, "Hey, nah, this could be done." And so many of my clients, I don't know, appreciate that for from me, and I just like people, you know, just being happy with their skin. You know, I want people to like have the ink that they really, really fucking want, you know? So I put effort into the shit. And even stuff that I didn't know at first, I just took the time to learn. You know, I wasn't perfect at tattooing us. There's not a lot of education on tattooing black skin because people don't give a fuck. So it's a lot of trial and error. And I've tried and I've made mistakes and I've grown and now I'm pretty good at tattooing us, you know?
Yeah. And we appreciate the trial and error. You can never get the experience of tattooing on darker skin if you don't, one, work at it, and two, you don't do it. Like, that's the whole thing. And of course, they probably don't have black clientele because you go look at their work and there's no black people. So why would I trust you to tattoo me, you know?
Exactly. You know, and
And then
like
nobody learns. And
98% of my clients are black.
congratulations to you for living a dream.
Oh, thank you. You know, what city do you stay in?
LA.
LA. Okay, I'm actually gonna be out there in September next year for like the what's it called? The Golden State Expo. It's gonna be my first time in LA specifically.
Okay, well, let me know when you get out here if you need a tour guide or you have
Okay.
places
And
that you
while
want to
I'm out
hit.
there, let me know if you want some ink. I got
Okay,
you.
I'm scared. If I do
We
get it,
gonna make this happen.
you'll be my first tattoo. If I do get a tattoo, you will be my, I won't have anything before that. You'll be my first one. I only trust you to do this. Okay, Ink Master questions. We're gonna talk about Ink Master a little bit.
All right,
What
cool.
was your experience like on the show? Do you feel like it was a good environment for an up and coming black tattoo artist, or is it just good TV exposure?
Well, I'll say this. I was actually like a huge fan of the show beforehand. Like during my apprenticeship, I used to like watch Ink Master constantly.
Oh
And
my gosh.
I didn't know about the show before I started tattooing because I don't really watch reality TV like that. But I love reality competition shows like MasterChef, Hell's Kitchen, and Ink Master being like pretty much the only competition artist show, I just like just gravitated towards, especially when I started tattooing. So I was a huge, huge fan of the show. I can't really speak for other artists because after talking with other black artists who've been on the show, like, you know, they have their own experiences about, being black on the show. And I mean, also Ink Master, they had a change in companies too. They used to be with Spike and now it's with Paramore or
Oh
Paramount.
yeah.
So, you know, it's different experiences. But for me, I had a great time. Not even gonna lie. I had a fantastic, fantastic experience. Like 10 out of 10, great for me. I will say the only shitty thing is like after the fact, like the comments and the people who watch Ink Master and their really shitty opinions and terrible thoughts and opinions on shit. That was like a 0 out of 10. I hated that. Like they like I like they are the Ink Master fans are a different breed of people. I'll say that. But like I did enjoy just I enjoyed being on TV. I enjoyed the production aspect of things. I was very surprised that I actually liked every single person who I was competing against. Because I was expecting like at least like half of them to be assholes. You know, I was like, oh, they're just gonna be dicks. They're just not gonna be nice people. But I don't know, like they were all fucking good people and like, you know, really, really nice. So it's like a at least my season felt like a family. You know, I still talk to them niggas like all the fucking time. You know, we're actually gonna be fucking in Vegas celebrating like during the season finale when it comes out. We're just gonna all go out there and celebrate and shit like that. So great time, you know. I don't know if I could recommend it to other people because it is kind of a tough situation to be in. But I have no regrets at all. And there's been a lot of benefits. I'm so happy to hear that.
You're so good on camera too. Like, you felt very natural. Like, I feel like a lot of people can have their first time on TV. I don't know if it was your first time on TV. Was it?
Yeah, it was.
A lot of people's first time on TV can be very awkward, very stiff. And it seemed like you weren't even paying attention to the cameras. Like, you weren't thinking about the cameras. You were thinking about the art, showcasing who you are as a person for real. And it seemed good. It was good.
You know, I used to host a poetry open mic every like first Thursday. So like, I'm kind of used to speaking in front of people, and just performing and all that good stuff. And I mean, also, I don't know. I know I'm there for TV. I know, like, let me be myself. Let me be me. Cause like, I didn't plan to. Well, I don't know. Spoiler alert. I don't know. Like, I didn't last that long, but you know. but you know. I plan on being there for longer, but I'm like, even if I'm only here for a short time, I want people to like see me, you know, I want to be seen because at the end of the day, like, I'm on here for me, but I'm also more so on here to just showcase Afro-Americana in general. That's like really like, that was my goal. So I was like, listen, I'm here. I'm gonna show out. I'm gonna just be me. And yeah, we're just gonna do what we do.
And you did that. You really showed out. You really showcased the style. It's beautiful. I'm happy that people got to see it. And people know it exists now. That's the really important thing. People who want the tattoos know that, oh, I can actually get exactly what I want and not whatever I have to settle for because whatever bullshit reason somebody told me.
Yeah. So good job. You know, yeah. So mission accomplished.
Very much mission accomplished. Did you have a favorite judge or host from any season? Mm-hmm.
Well, I really love Nico Hurtado in general, just because he's like, he's really, really fucking sweet. Like, he is like, he's like unrealistically nice to where you're like, is this actually real? Is this really who he is? Like,
yeah.
But like, just hearing like podcast interviews from him before and stuff like that, I'm like, nah, he's like a real, real sweetheart. So I really, really fucks with him heavy. You know, and of course, I love the OG classic judges, you know, Dave Navarro, Chris Nunez, Oliver Peck, even though Oliver did, you know, the blackface shit. But, you know, that's, you know, it's kind of one of those things like he was my favorite judge. And it's like when I heard about that, I'm like, I kind of have to hate you now, you know,
yeah,
like kind of have to right. with you. But like, you know, I'm like. I liked you so much.
You hurt but, you me. Know. Yeah, like, why would you hurt me by doing some dumb shit? You was my fave. Why yeah, are you doing me like you that? Know what I mean? Yeah.
But it's another thing, too, of like, you know, I don't, you know, when you're dealing with certain people, you kind of can't be surprised when stuff happens, you know?
Yes, to be expected. Totally, totally hear you. Favorite contestant? Do you have a favorite contestant other than yourself? Or is it yourself? Because that's okay, too.
Well, okay, like I said, like, I know I have a special place in my heart for like everybody who's on my season, you know. So like I love all them niggas, really. Yeah. But like in other seasons, let's say I really like this dude Christian Buckingham. He's this white dude who's just a dope ass tattoo artist. He had just a great energy, personality, and he was like one of my favorite people when. When I was watching it, benching it back in the day. And it's kind of funny because he reached out to me like when the season came out and shit like that. Yeah. He followed me. He was like, oh, I love the work that you're doing. It's so important. Like, you know, all these like these white people have been getting away with like not including black people in this shit. And he was very vocal about like his appreciation of my style. And I'm like, damn, that's fucking cool. I love you, bro. Like, you my guy.
Aww.
And then it's funny because I went to his page and I was just scrolling down his page because, you know, as an artist, you do that sometimes.
Yeah.
And he had posted like a black pinup girl like months ago and shit like that. And it was like the first line was like, oh, I've been studying critical race theory. And I was like,
OK, like, hold whoa. On.
I was like, excuse me.
OK.
and like, you know, I don't want to like, you know, like give white people too much, because it's like, yeah, you should study it, but like, you know, it's still yeah. just like a thing of like, I wasn't expecting that, and I've never really went on no white person's page and seen them even talk about critical race theory in that way ever. Before, and just saying like, oh yeah, like I've been slagging because I've never seen like black people represented in this style. So like I wanted to do my own way, like my own version of this. And he did a like a black lady hit or black pinup, and it was beautiful. I loved it, mm-hmm. you know. So mm-hmm. it's just very cool that he actually took the time to do that, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, besides him too, like there's also like really dope people, like one of my homies, Oba. Great black tattoo artist. I actually just met him for the first time last week when I went to this black tattoo conference. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them, the Black Tattoo Expo. Great time. A lot of dope black artists just gathered in one place, just building and shit together. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's queer, just a black amazing artist. Just love his energy. That's my guy. This other dude, Tim, he's really fucking cool. Danger Dave. There's a lot of like really dope black artists that I really fucks with mm-hmm. on the show. It's just a good energy. You know what I mean? And I love those people.
Yeah. I love that you binged it before you went on it so that you have your faves and that they reached out mm-hmm. to you. That's so cute. They reached out to you after you were mm-hmm. on the show. How did that feel? Did that feel like,
It felt fucking crazy. Cause like I be seeing these people on the internet, on TV and stuff like that. I'm just like, you know, when you see people, you're like, oh, they exist. Yes. But like, they're not anywhere in my realm.
They're not real for real, but they are real, but they're, you know, you exist on a screen.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I feel like you might feel this way when you interview certain people where you're like, oh shit. Like, cause I didn't really know about this podcast before you like y'all reached out and stuff like that. And I was mm-hmm. like, okay, let me see what y'all got going on. I saw like y'all interviewed Kid Fury. I'm like, I love the Reed. Like that's my shit. You know,
I love the Reed so much. Yes.
It's so great. Thank you. I didn't end up going to one of their live shows, but I went to one of their pop-ups when they came to Atlanta. Yeah. And so like, you know, meeting people from like the friend zone and shit like that, like while they were setting, like working with the pop-up shit, I was like, that's cool as fuck.
Dustin and them,
I'm sure you probably felt that when you actually met, actually interviewed Haley Williams.
Both of them, yes, Kid Fury and Haley. I was like, this is weird, like, especially mm-hmm. Haley. Kid Fury, I feel like I don't spend much time looking at Kid Fury, so looking at mm-hmm. him was less startling. It was kind of startling to like hear my voice on a podcast with his voice. I was like, mm-hmm. this is crazy. This is somebody I've been listening to for 7-8 years now. So this is crazy as hell to hear that's my voice and his voice. Okay, sure. Feels like it's supposed to be Crystal. I'm like, this don't feel right. Something wrong. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then Haley, because I have actually spent time looking at this lady, it was so weird to be in the same room with her. I was like, oh my gosh. First of all, she's tiny, tiny, the smallest person I've ever really come in contact with. Mm-hmm. And this is weird that she's just right in front of me. So 100% feel that. People don't be real until they're real, you know?
Like that, like you're in there and you're like, wow, hold up, you're a person. That's crazy.
A whole person. Yeah, that don't make no sense.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of too, like you just kind of reminded me. I also just randomly met Chris Nunez last week, mm-hmm. not even having to do with anything Ink Master. It's just like while the Black Tattoo Expo was going on, we were in Miami, and Chris, he was like, we went to this little taco bar thing to just have a little mixer and shit. And Chris, he was just walking down the street randomly, like, and I turned, I was like.
Is that Chris?
What the fuck? I'm like, Chris. It was completely unplanned. So I'm like, wow, this is like insane. So yeah, that random side note, you just reminded me of that. But yeah.
Let's take a break. When we get back, we'll get into popular tattoo trends, what your tattoo placement says about you, and so much.
Hey, when you listen to podcasts, it really just comes down to whether or not you like the sound of everyone's voices. My voice is one of the sounds you'll hear on the podcast Dr. Game Show, and this is the voice of co-host and fearless leader Joe Firestone.
This is a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners, and we play them with callers over Zoom we've never spoken to in our lives. So that is basically the concept of the show. Pretty chill.
So take it or leave it, bucko. And here's what some of the listeners have to say.
It's funny, wholesome, and it never fails to make me smile.
I just started listening and I'm already binging it. I haven't laughed this hard in ages. I wish I'd discovered it sooner.
You can find Dr. Game Show on MaximumFun.org.
Video games can make you laugh.
They can make you cry.
They can even make you sing.
We're the hosts of Triple Click.
It's a podcast about video games.
This is an exciting time for new games, from Diablo to Final Fantasy.
From Starfield to Street Fighter.
From Zelda to, oh, who are we kidding? We're just going to talk about Zelda.
Whether you play games or you just like hearing about them, we've got you covered.
Find us at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Bye.
More. Stay tuned. This busy holiday season, you could be searching for some nutrient-dense, tasty meals to keep you going on busy days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, can help you eat well for all three meals: breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With chef-made, dietitian-approved ready-to-eat meals dropped off at your doorstep, you can't go wrong. Save time and energy, all while maintaining your healthy lifestyle during the holidays. This December, get Factor and appreciate eating well minus the inconvenience. Just pick your meals and enjoy fresh, mouth-watering meals delivered to your door. Ready in only 2 minutes without all the prep and without all the mess. Head to factormeals.com/blacklovemusic50 to use code blacklovemusic50 to get 50% off. That's code blacklovemusic50 at factormeals.com/blacklovemusic50 to get 50% off. And we're back. I'm here with Afro-Americana tattoo artist Aaron Davis. Aaron, let's go through some popular tattoo trends. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's chat. You tell me, just tell me your thoughts on them.
Okay, cool.
The cherries, the cherry tattoos. Do you remember when people used to have cherries on, like, mm-hmm. on the titties?
Yeah. I mean, as somebody who doesn't like cherries, I would never get them tattooed. Like, I think that they're probably one of the worst fruits.
Okay, wait, do you mean like cherries, like, you know how you can get a bag of cherries from the supermarket? Or are you talking about like the cherries that come in liquid that you put like in drinks?
Both.
Okay, you said autumn.
And I also hate mm-hmm. anything cherry flavored, like cherry flavored mm-hmm. candy, cherry mm-hmm. Coke, like literally like cherry medicine, like everything like involving cherries, atrocious, you know?
Okay, so cherries are out for you. Rose tattoos.
See, it's kind of interesting. Like, I feel like they're very unoriginal, but like I also have like five of them.
So, okay.
You know, I have a rose tattoo on my hand. You know,
oh, so, nice.
You know, that's like
pretty. Yeah,
it's one of those classic things where it's like, this is so basic, but I still love it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Super fair. Now, what about tramp stamps?
It's funny because I haven't done many tramp stamps. I feel like that's like a trend that's like that was in like the 90s and 2000s. Definitely. that isn't really done that much anymore. Mm-hmm. But like, I like sluts, you know. Sluts are cool.
And likewise,
you know, like,
and identify as sometimes, okay,
mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel like I was much more of a slut back in like 2 years ago to like 3 years ago. I've slowed down mainly just because I don't have the time to be a slut.
Okay.
Like, and like, I kind of have a lot of partners too currently, so it's like, you know, there's not as much time to like fuck new people.
Mm-hmm. You know? Okay, you're just coming out of your slut era. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I might dip back into it eventually, but you know, right now I'm kind of just over on the side of the pool, you know, just kind of, you know, on the bench, you know, getting some sun. I'm not in the pool, you know.
Mm-hmm. Very fair. You don't choose the slut life. The slut life chooses you, and so you can, you know, it's always gonna be around. You dip and dab.
Mm-hmm. It's always there.
It's always there. It's always option. We can always go back. Mm-hmm. Chinese writing, because sometimes it don't even the Chinese characters don't really be what they saying what they supposed to say.
Mm-hmm.
So for me,
I don't tattoo anything that the person can't understand. Like, if you Perfect. Don't read Chinese, I'm not going to do it on you. If you don't know Arabic, I'm not going to tattoo that on you. I'm very much a person where I'm like, let's do what you are. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, even with like indigenous, like tattoos, like Dreamcatcher and stuff like that. I'm like, let's stick away from that. You don't have no connection to that whatsoever. So like, Super let's just fair. Steer away from that, you know?
And it's funny that you bring up the Arabic tattoos, because I feel like the Chinese tattoos were kind of the 90s, early 2000 trend. And now the pipeline is the Arabic tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
That feels like the progression.
The pipeline. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you had a Chinese tattoo in the early 2000s, the likelihood that you also won an Arabic tattoo mm-hmm. in 2023 is probably high.
Exactly. I don't know why, it'd be kind of weird if I like saw, I don't know, like a Japanese person and they had strength on their arm just going up like that. It's like, and then they walk up to me and be like, oh yeah, this means beauty. And I'm like, no.
Mm-mm. Or what if it said like strong instead of strength? Cause it like, it's intended to say strength, but it really just says strong.
Like, or like chicken noodle soup versus, crazy. And they were like, oh, this means tranquility.
It does it, babe. It says chicken noodle soup on it. Yeah. No, so the, it, no, it that's really super does. Fair. Let's talk about the partner's name tat to break up pipeline. Do you have any partner's names tattooed on you?
See, like, not a full name, but okay. Like, I have initials. You know?
Okay. I feel like that's fair. You kind of get away with that.
Yeah, and you know, we're not together right now. That was kind of a while ago, but like, you know. I feel like it is like a little bit of a curse, because I remember there, and this didn't happen to me, but another artist at the shop, one of the artists, Rose, she tattooed this couple, and one of the girls got her girlfriend's name tattooed on her, and they left, and maybe like an hour later, the girl hit her up, was like, oh, me and her broke up. Can we cover this up?
Stop it.
Literally, like, I swear it could have not been more than an hour later. It's like crazy.
It's a curse for real. Y'all need to start listening to other people's stories. An hour.
And that happens. Crazy. That happens so often. So like, whenever I see people get like their partner's names or faces, I'm always like, let's just not, you know, like, I'm thinking about like Krishan and fucking Blueface.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
I'm just like, let's not like, and it's funny because she just got her blue face neck tattoo covered up with a rose and then like put her son's name underneath. And I'm like, let's avoid names for you.
For you, babe, no names.
Yeah. I wonder if she ever got, what was it, Jonathan's pussy, like over her coochie. I wonder if she got that covered up too.
Please just pray for Krishan. Like, for real, actually, pray for Krishan.
Yeah, because, okay? Like, she seems somewhat nice, you know?
She does seem, like, mildly, like, nice. I'm like, I feel like it's other stuff going on that's causing other things, and I just want to pray. I just want to pray
yeah,
for
her. Yeah, let's pray over her.
You know what I mean?
And I'm an atheist, so I don't pray, but, like, let's pray over her.
And very fair, you know what I mean? How do you feel about red ink tattoos? I feel like they're on the rise.
They are, but I just kind of just hate them, to be honest. Mm-hmm. One of my homies, she came into town recently and was like, oh, I want to get this word tattoo or whatever. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, we can do that. And she was like, oh, and I want to get it in red. And I'm like, oh, no.
I can't do that. You can like, do it.
You could get it. Yeah. It could be, it's definitely could be done and done nicely, but like, I hate to do it. It just takes like damn near like twice as long to do it. Yeah, because like, and people don't really think about this, but like the way that that like color ink goes into our skin is just a different process. It's just, and like, it's probably just me. It's like probably just a me thing. But it just takes me much longer to do it, and also sometimes it's kind of, depending on how you do it, it could heal a little bit lighter, and then you have to go in and touch it up. Mm-hmm. And that's just kind of a regular thing. Like, touch-ups aren't a bad thing. It's just a normal process that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have to do that. Like if I, I just don't want to have to do it. And it only happens when it's like line, like when you line something in a color. Like, if you just put in the color like with a regular mag shading needle, then it's cool. But like when you line it in color, it's like it could be a little particular.
Interesting. That's really something. Obviously, someone who doesn't have tattoos and never thought to do a tattoo, like give somebody a tattoo, would think about. I just think that they aren't that attractive, personally. the red
they're
ink
not
tattoos.
Really I'd rather just, you know, put it in black, please.
You know what, like, I mean, just put it in black. What's the problem? Yeah. What are we doing?
It don't have to be more, like, more difficult than that. Like, just make it black. It's okay.
I'm not understanding. Yeah, like, obviously, I'm thinking, like, I think Trippy Red has red tattoos. And a lot
Which
of the...
sense, I guess.
Mm-hmm, all of the... Right, Trippy Red, naturally. All of the, like, SoundCloud boys, that cohort,
mm-hmm.
seems to love a red face tat in particular. And it
mm-hmm.
is odd.
Yeah, it is very odd. Also... rappers have, like, the worst tattoos ever. It actually is really terrible.
Talk about it.
Like, it's like, and that kind of goes to show, like, even if you have money, you can still make terrible decisions, you know?
And
because most rappers, they just be going to whoever the fuck. Like, they could just be like, oh, my homie got tattooed by this nigga, and just, they'll just go to whoever the fuck, you know?
100%. You hate to see it. You really hate to see it.
I really do, because I just want better tattoos in the world. That's it. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Go to Aaron, y'all. Stop playing and go to Aaron, okay? Let Aaron grace your body. You deserve better. Speaking of gracing bodies, what does your tattoo placement say about you? I have a list of placements here, Aaron, and you tell me what you think these placements say about the person who has them.
Okay.
A titty tat.
You a little freak bitch.
Wasn't prepared.
That's just the first thing that comes to my mind.
At all for that response. Fair. And fair. Absolutely.
And especially, like, the ones where it's like the tattoos around the nipples. I'm like, okay, all right, you different.
Oh, wow. Now that tattoos around the nipples seem wildly painful to me. So you absolutely have to be on some freak shit to get some tattoos around them nipples.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even fathom it.
I got a homegirl. She got, like, sunflowers around her nipples.
That's probably so pretty.
It really is. And, like, they, like, when she wears certain shirts, like, they just be peeking out from, like, the shirts and the tops and stuff like that. It's just like a nice little touch.
A sunflower is my favorite flower, and that sounds absolutely stunning. I can't withstand the pain. Let me stop pretending like I might do that. I don't think I can do it. I don't have it.
Hey, listen, the bright side is, like, once you get it done, you don't ever have to get it done in that spot again.
That's really true. I'm gonna have to sit on that one. Hand tattoos.
You a little freak bitch. Nah, I'm playing.
Aaron, please.
I feel like when you get hand tattoos, you don't give a fuck about shit.
Okay.
And, like, I mean that in a great way. You know what I mean? You're just, or it could mean that in a bad way. It depends on the quality of the hand tat. If, like, if you have a shitty hand tat, I'm like, oh wow, you don't give a fuck. And that, like, and when it's a cute hand tat, I'm like, oh, okay, you don't give a fuck. I like
you don't
that,
give a fuck. Know? Okay, yeah, different vibes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, different I don't give a fucks. Mm-hmm. You know?
The tattoo placement that I feel like says I don't give a fuck or you don't give a fuck is a rib tat, because I know that one hurts. What do you think about a rib tat placement?
A rib tat just means that you got that dog in you. You just, like, you really got that beef. Cause, like, my ribs, like, my chest in general, like the sternum tat I showed you earlier.
Yeah.
That was easily my most painful tattoo I've ever had in my
Word.
Life. Like,
okay.
Like 10 out of 10 pain. I would do it again. I would do it all over again because I love the tattoo. But, like, yeah, the sternum, ribs, like, torso area, for me personally, that's a spicy, spicy fucking spot.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine anything that's bony, like, if the ribs, the sternum, bony, hands, is that also painful because of the bones?
To be honest, like, it hurt around the knuckles more than anything, but, like, the actual, like, hand, this was chill. Like, I both of these were, like, pretty fucking chill.
Wow. I'm shocked.
Until I got to the knuckles. That, like, the knuckles and the fingers are the bad parts.
That makes sense. Definitely see that. Neck tat. I see that you have some neck tats here. Neck tats.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah, the eyes go far.
Yeah. They dip down a little bit, you know, just a teeny little bit.
If you're listening, Aaron is showing the neck tags on his neck all the way down. Aaron, are your pronouns he, his, by the way? I should have asked you this.
Even though I'm kind of, like, playing with, like, he, they, and shit like that. But you know, gender is kind of made up, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of like, I'm cool with he, they, whatever.
Okay.
Whatever. I don't care.
Okay, cool. Just want to make sure I wasn't.
Yeah. I don't know. Neck tats are like alluring. They're hypnotizing. Mm-hmm. Cause I remember the first time that I wanted a neck tat was actually when I was watching Inkmaster. There was somebody on the show who had like a torch going like up their neck mm-hmm. and shit like that. And up like around, I was like, wow, that's sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's big sexy right there.
Big sexy. Okay.
Yeah. But at the time I was like, oh, I'm still new to tattooing. I don't know, like, if I'm going to really be able to be successful with this shit. So I'm like, let me hold off on getting like the visible, like hand and neck tats mm-hmm. until I solidify myself. But yeah, when I actually like felt secure, I was like, you know what, let me figure out what I want on the front of my neck, because I want something that's people are going to look at and be like, and like be hypnotized by the shit the same way that I was.
Love that. Okay. The neck tats that you have are very hypnotizing in general. I feel like eyes overall kind of draw your attention, mm-hmm. obviously, because it's a facial feature, and then it's right there on the neck.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what I've been looking at for a large majority of this conversation. I've been looking at your neck tattoos because mm-hmm. there's eyes there. But yeah, no,
it's definitely the one that people like comment on the most.
Mm-hmm. They're very cool. I also really like eye tattoos overall.
Yeah, they're really fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
I just stare at them.
Mm-hmm. I used to get eye nail art because I just like eyes. Maybe that should be, if I do get my first tattoo, maybe that should be, yeah, maybe I should get
that
eye
might
shit.
Be the one.
Mm-hmm. Give me some.
Yeah, just get a third eye right on your forehead.
Please. Absolutely. Speaking of forehead tats, this is a good segue. That was a really good segue. Speaking of forehead tats, I want to talk about celebrities that have memorable mm-hmm. tattoos. We can start with Amber Rose. You know, she has her mm-hmm. kid tattooed on her forehead or something.
Yeah. Celebrities are insane. I'll say that. Like,
I'm terrified.
And like, see, the thing is, they could do that type of stuff because like they're celebrities. They don't mm-hmm. really have to like be normal people ever again.
Right. Hopefully. You never really know. That's the whole, I'm feeling like you're taking a big risk, Amber.
I mean, Amber ain't gonna be applying to McDonald's no time soon.
Very
you know?
Fair. Very fair. Yeah. Unlike
most like if anything, I mean like worst case scenario, Amber could always go back to stripping. And like you know,
and that's
nobody,
fine for that.
You know, mm-hmm. nobody is going to, like, be looking at your forehead as a stripper.
Not concerned. Or, if worst case scenario, you go to OnlyFans and it's kind of part of the allure. It's kind of part of the brand mm-hmm. or that mm-hmm. type of thing. So
exactly.
You might be all right. Yeah. Amber might be all right. Eve and her paw prints on the titty tops.
See, I haven't, like, I kind of remember them, but, like, I don't at all.
You
but
don't
also,
really
like,
remember them?
Nah, like, cause like I told you, I didn't really pay attention to tattoos back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of remember them because I remember her on Eve and shit like that.
Yes.
Which is, it still kind of blows me that Eve's character name was not Eve on
it
the show.
It was Shelly. That's so crazy.
I'm like, what are we fucking doing here?
Use your brains, y'all. Why did y'all do that? It was weird.
Why did y'all name the show Eve?
Why did you name the show Eve and call her Shelly and have the theme song Eve? Anyways, okay.
That,
sure.
Like, you know. There's some type of cognitive dissonance going on where it just don't make no fucking sense.
Don't make no fucking sense.
Yeah, but I guess paw prints are kind of weird because I love cats and I have like 7 different cat tattoos across my body, but I don't really give a fuck about paw print tattoos.
Okay,
because they're usually done in a shitty way.
Okay, that's fair. And Eve got her paw print tattoos when she was 18. They look fine to me, but this is also mm-hmm. somebody that doesn't have tattoos, so I don't know. They look fine. But I'm wondering if she's, you know, I don't imagine 18-year-olds really getting good tattoos.
Oh, nah. Not at all. I think, like, I don't think this should be, like, a legal thing, but, like, I feel like you probably should wait until, like, you, like, 21 to 25 to, like, start getting some tattoos, because, like, I'm very glad I didn't get covered at 18 because I would have had completely different fucking tattoos now than I would than I would now.
Yeah.
It's usually when an 18-year-old comes to me, it's like, oh, I want you know, my grandma's name tattooed on my wrist, or like, you know, I want like a cross or something like that, or some type of like death date of somebody that died in their lives and shit like that. And like, that's not a bad thing, but it's like with memorial tattoos specifically, let's do something a little bit original. Like, instead of like somebody's death date, how about you tattoo their favorite thing on your body?
Oh,
you
know? That's if a they really good liked, idea.
Yeah, like if they really liked fucking, I don't know, bicycles, get a bicycle tattoo. If they really loved Golden Girls, I'm thinking about that because the Kefir episode.
Yeah, the Kefir
like get fucking Betty White tattooed on your fucking chest or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm,
that's funny. Now Betty White chest tat is fucking funny.
You know, let's do a little something interesting to like make you really remember somebody, or like, you know, if somebody wants their kid's name, what's your kid's favorite toy?
Wow, this is really good points. I've never considered anything like that. That makes so much sense.
And most people don't, mm-hmm. and that's fine, you know, but like I...
Harrison, like, and that's the problem. Okay, maybe you should consider it.
You know, but it's my job to help, like, think of ideas, you know. I'm mm-hmm. never going to, you know, be like, your idea is shit, you know, I'm never going to do that. But like, right. I'll be like, hey, what about some other options?
Perhaps we do something else. Okay, what about Tupac's Notorious Thug Life tattoo on the torso?
It's funny because somebody just reached out to me. Like, it was this white dude that was like, oh, do you think it would be appropriate for me to get Thug Life in bubble letters tattooed on me? I'm like, I'm just not even gonna respond to this.
In
actually,
bubble letters is fucking crazy.
Yeah, I'm like I don't even want to even give you a response, because like whether it's appropriate or not, like, I mean, you're probably gonna get it anyway.
You're gonna fucking get it. Like, oh yeah. No.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. Thug Life is a cool tattoo. Yeah. You know, but it's Tupac's tattoo.
Like, it's Tupac's tattoo. That's the whole thing. I'm like, I don't know. It's just so iconic. It is Tupac's tattoo, and it was very iconic on him. Is very iconic on him.
Yeah. The only tattoo I could see that I like to reproduce that is like a popular tattoo. Like, and this is actually funny. This is the first tattoo that I think about when I think of a really, really good tattoo, is Rihanna's
the underboob tattoo,
goddess underboob tattoo.
Yeah,
that was like the first tattoo I saw. I was like, oh wow, that is beautiful. Like,
I agree.
Yeah, and like looking back on it, I'm like, oh yeah. Every time I see it again, I'm like, yeah, no, that's hard. And I've like done that tattoo on somebody in my own like way and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I still love that tattoo. You know.
Uh huh. That was the first tattoo where I was like, oh yeah, I'm paying attention now. I'm paying attention. Never, I don't even be thinking about tattoos, but now I'm paying attention. That one looks great.
Yeah,
a very sexy placement, a very well done looking tattoo, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Yeah, it's fucking hot, and like it works for Rihanna. You know what I mean?
And
it's
it works for Rihanna. It's so Rihanna. It is so her. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very Piscean too. I believe she's a Pisces, and it gives me Piscean energy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mike Tyson. And his face tattoo, he has like, I don't even know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's something over
the
here.
The little tribal shit.
Tribal tattoo.
Mike Tyson is such an interesting person. His like growth as an individual throughout the last like decade has been such a unique journey that I never expected, never even thought to think about, but like it's been so refreshing to see. I'm pretty sure he said that he regretted the tattoo, but I'm sure if he didn't, he would rethink getting it now.
Oh, okay, that's fair. I'm about to say, because why does he still have it then? Get it off if you regret it.
Laser is an interesting process. That shit hurts.
Yeah.
I'm getting my back lasered right now. Yeah. Oh, fun fact. And I guess this could apply to any tattoo artist who's watching this right now. If you're a tattoo artist, you could get free tattoo removals from this company called Removery. They're like all across the country and shit like that. So yeah, if you're a tattoo artist, and you want some fucking tattoos removed, like you just show up to any one of them, like show them your business card or Instagram or some shit. And yeah, they'll remove the tattoo for you for free.
Nice.
And like, I have this back piece that I actually really love. It's like a nice back piece, but it's like kind of like medium sized on my back.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it before I started tattooing.
Mm-hmm.
So since I started tattooing, I just saw all these really dope, amazing full body back pieces. And like the back piece I want, I'm like, I want something like that, but this tattoo is in the way. So I'm glad I'm getting it removed because I could really like get a nice, beautiful, full back piece now.
I'm excited to see the back piece when it comes along. Please feel free to share it with us.
Oh, 100%.
Of course, mm-hmm. I'm sure you're gonna share it. Who else has interest? Oh, Lil Wayne and his teardrops. I think he has teardrops on his face. Pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure he does. Yeah. I think he does. Yeah. I don't know. They're nigga tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're nigga tattoos. Cool. Absolutely, 100% that. Yes.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if he's ever killed anybody. I'm not really sure. I think the only person he might have shot was himself, but that's really about it.
And we do know that that took place. We were there for that.
I'm glad he's still here. You know, I mean?
I'm actually really glad Lil Wayne is still here. Also, help Lil Wayne. I'm concerned for Lil Wayne. I'm concerned for Krishan. There's some concern going on overall. Very happy that
he's looking better now, though. I will say that he's looking real, real healthy now. Let's keep an angel over Lil Wayne. You know,
absolutely. Watch out for the boy, Lil Wayne. Aaron, is there anything else you want to say about tattoos, tattooing? Any other thoughts?
I don't know. I just want black people to go to good artists who appreciate them and their skin. Mm-hmm. If you ever have to question whether a tattoo artist might work with your skin or whatever, you probably shouldn't go to them because if you have to question it, then they're not doing a good job showing that they could do it. Go to people who appreciate you, who love you. If you go to an artist and they say, they just make a blanket statement and say, oh, you can't get this done without actually explaining like the science behind it or something like that. Cause like there might be legitimate reasons as to why you can't get certain things done, mm-hmm. but like, there's very few things like that. Like I could do pretty much any color on anybody. I can mm-hmm. do any style on somebody but there might be particular things with like if you have eczema or like if you have rough skin or something like that, but like that don't really have too much to do with like your melanin, you know? Mm-hmm. So like if they're just making a blanket statement like, oh, black people can't get color or black people can't get this or black people can't get that. And just saying that as a overall thing.
Yeah.
You know, find somebody else. It's not, just find somebody who actually works with us. Because most of the time, those people saying it aren't working with black people regularly.
Super fair. Super fair. Thank you for coming on, Aaron. It was so good to have you. Please let the folks know where they can find you online or any projects you're working on.
Yeah, this was fun. I appreciate you. Y'all can find me on Instagram, TikTok, at... Aaron Davis Tattoos. That's AARON because people get my name wrong all the time. You know, people do ERINAAEYRN.
What the hell is that? I don't know what that's
like.
I don't know about that.
Hey, listen. People find ways. They find ways to fuck it up.
That's crazy because AARON feels like the original spelling of Aaron. You know, that feels like the standard one. Like.
I don't know what to tell niggas. You know, like it's like just spell it the regular way. That's it.
That's super fair. Okay. Great. You can find me per usual at BPLP Pod across Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. You can email me at blackpeopleloveparamore@gmail.com with episode topic recommendations, hate mail, feedback, or anything else. Okay, bye y'all.